We still have some stories and interviews that have nothing to do with COVID-19, stories and interviews that were originally scheduled to air late last week or early this week. Then scheduling and the news cycle became quite different. Still, we want to devote at least a portion of each hour, if possible, to something on Ozarks at Large that has nothing to do with COVID-19, something that has to do with the heart or creativity. Here's one. When Kaveh Bassery sent his poem Invention of I to the popular literary journal Copernicle, he says he wasn't sure it would resonate with readers. Now, that poem has been selected for the Best American Poetry of 2020 collection from Simon & Schuster. The poet, who is also a doctoral candidate in translation and comparative literature at the University of Arkansas, spoke with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth recently about the inspiration for his latest collection of poetry.
The poem that I have, Invention of I, has a number of different references that are both culturally about being an Iranian American, and I learned English when I was in Iran growing up. So the references are to Farsi, which is the name Persians call the language, and English. And then later on, when I came to America, and foreigners, generally English people, generally call the language Persian and not Farsi. Now, there's a long debate that has been going on recently about whether you should call the language Persian or Farsi. But in my poem, I'm not really talking about the political angle of it, but more that Farsi was the name and the language I was speaking in when I was in Iran. And when I came to America, that language became Persian, which is a name that Americans give it. And the poem has references that are more cultural. My name, Kaveh, is actually the name of a hero from Shahnameh, the epic by Ferdowsi, the Persian poet. So I refer to my name as wanting to be a hero in the poem. Or I refer to when I came to America, I realized that I was a white man because Persians are classified as white, though that wasn't a terminology that when I grew up had much meaning. That doesn't mean racism doesn't exist in Iran, but the concept of racism in America is much more complicated.
Can I ask about that one? Because that was a line that stuck out to me because, you know, the census is coming up and
right.
A lot of people have been advocating for some, like, Middle Eastern and North African or Central Asian to have its own category. And so that line stuck out to me because, I mean, what does that do to you when you move here and then say, all right, you're white now?
Yeah. Right. It becomes very strange because you're seen as white, but you're obviously not experiencing the same experience as the white, or you don't get the privilege of the class. You do get prejudices, various form of different experiences that you have. When I grew up here during after the revolution, I definitely experienced racism for being an Iranian. The poems in general have references to grammar. It comes from a lot of jokes and funny references to grammar. A very obvious one that I reference is the fact that in English, we have a lot of nouns. We are told to don't use adjective, don't use adverb, focus on the noun. But in Persians, everybody constantly uses adjectives and adverbs. But the grammar often could be also implying something more about the person and the culture itself. So that you can say, for example, that there's a lot of obfuscations and a lot of like formalities in the Persian communication that is sort of like adjectives affect the way that the people communicate with one another. Persians have something called taaruf, which is a sort of social dynamics that I give you an example. If I sit down in a cab in Iran often, and when I try to pay, the person would say, oh, no, it's not worthy of you. You don't have to pay, even though they want to pay. And then I have to negotiate this, like, please, how much it is? It says, no, don't worry about it. But you can't really leave without not paying. But you have to go through this formality. There's a lot of this formality context. And I feel like that formality context is not that far from having a lot of adjectives, hiding the noun or circling the noun and building a more complex dynamics where the core of the dynamic, which is like how much should I pay you, has a lot of other things going around it. So the poem I wrote had actually a lot of that kind of a joke.
So because you're studying comparative literature and translation, how much does the translation, the work that you do with translation, impact how you write poetry or how you write anything else originally?
Right. Actually, the idea of how language works and learning language, even though I learn English in Iran, but having another language and the impact of that is definitely a focus of my writing. I have a second chapbook that is called Elementary English that is uses the textbook of learning English that my grandmother had for like 25 years beside her bed because she's always learning that first couple of years of English. And in this one, for example, I have a poem where it's 99 Names of Exile, which is the title of the chapbook. And the different nouns that are used give a very broad context to what it means to be an immigrant, a person in exile. So that is, again, usage of the grammar and language. I actually decided to do translation to further focus on this idea. Writing the poetry came far before I decided to do translation. So I wanted to also explore focusing closely in another language and seeing how those contexts tells me about what I have taken in for granted about English or taking in for granted about Persian. I think when you're born in a language, you know, a lot of things settles in even grammatically, even structurally, that you just are taking it for granted. I also learned, for example, German just so that I could be away from these two languages. But it allowed me actually to see English in a very new way because it was a language that I learned after English. And I said, oh, my God, I didn't realize like how much the subtlety of language changes. In German, for example, you can have a part of the verb show up all the way at the end that redefines the sentence, which is a very different reading than in English where, you know, the noun and verb sort of come in always in the beginning and you get a good sense of where things are supposed to be going there structurally. Studying translation definitely has a lot to do with me trying to explore grammar and even the context of how language is used in a daily, in another culture, because since I lived so much in America, doing translation brought me back to Iran and made me restudy. I hadn't gone back to Iran for like 20, 30 years. So when I went back to work on translation, it was a way to connect back to my culture.
And how was that experience of using a non-native language to explore your native language and culture?
Meaning going back to the Iranian language, back
right.
to it. I give you a story that it started me doing that much earlier. I was writing in English, and I never even thought twice about writing in Persian. I left wanting to be in America. I didn't really felt like I was connected to Persian, so I wanted to deny being Iranian. I wanted to be real American. I took a workshop with W.S. Mervin a long time ago, and he said, "Go, you know, you have such a rich history of poetry. Why don't you study it?" And I was foolish at the time. I turned around and said, "Oh, I want to be like you. What are you talking about?" But now I realize what he meant, and it took me many years later to figure out what that meant. And so when I was writing these poems, I was shared with my Iranian friend, and my Iranian friend said, "Oh, your poems remind me of Persian poetry." And I said, "Persian poetry, I'm trying to write like Mervin and or these other poets." So I decided to figure out what he means. And so I went and picked up some of the contemporary Persian poets that I sort of liked, but I didn't really study him. I didn't really know him very well. And I looked at them and said, "Oh, it is true. There are relationships. The usage of metaphors and being very obsessed with metaphor is a very rooted in the culture." So that really was a learning experience. Also, my more recent work, because I've been going back a lot more to do the research, is much more about what the Iranian experience and really about a person from outside sort of seeing what's going on, so a return. Whereas my earlier work, these chapbooks are about being Iranian-American, my experience in America. That's about me going back and just sort of what you were talking about. But that to me is still really early. I haven't formulated what it means really.
How does it feel to have your poem included in a kind of a big collection? It's the best American poetry of 2020, Simon & Schuster.
Yes, right, yeah. Right. It was very exciting, especially since most of the people who are accepted or published are generally established poets. So I think the people like me are very few. But, I'm thrilled. I don't know Paisley Rectall, who chose the book. I like her work a lot. So to be chosen by somebody you admire for a collection that is called Best American Poetry, especially when you're an immigrant, it's almost as makes you feel like, okay, I am an American poet.
Would you mind reading maybe some of Invention of I?
Sure. I read the first section of it, which is about sort of background in as if I was in Iran. Invention of I, part one. In Farsi, I was given the name, but I wasn't a hero. In English, I became a white man. In Farsi, over 2,500 years ago, a new God was found. In English, there is still only the one God. No one found another. In Farsi, if you take bread from a verb, you make history. In English, for a perfect past, it isn't enough to exist. You must have things. In Farsi, the present isn't so simple. In English, the simple past isn't so simple. In Farsi, you can assume who is behind what happened. In English, you need to catch them in the act. In Farsi, enemy is the vice that ends with me. In English, enemy is a friend that isn't me.
That was Kaveh Bassiri reading his poem, Invention of I. That piece is from his chapbook, 99 Names of Exile, available online from Newfound Publishing.